Sure, this is recording. And are we recording? Hi, we're Danny. Recording. I'm gonna wave.
We're live.
We are live. We're back, everybody. We're back. Week. This is actually episode. Do you know the number, Danny? I know the number.
I don't. I would say 53.
Close. It is 54.
Fuck.
54. Here we go.
Was last week the week we took off?
I just said here we go for the music to start. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do this again. Here we go.
No, let's leave all this in it. This is all
I know. No, I'm not editing it out, but I'm saying the music does have to go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now what, can I let the music play now?
Yes.
And we're back. I can't. Danny, I can't, the way we do this. You do know how we record this podcast, right? There's like one edit for the song.
I know.
One tiny pause. Welcome back, everybody, to Dad So Hard. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney, dad extraordinaire.
And we are both dads, fathers, somewhat friends, I think.
Yeah, maybe not after this
episode. Maybe not after the past couple weeks. Former coworkers. Gentlemen who like to partake in partying on the weekends. Not with each other, though, because we actually haven't physically seen each other.
Now that we don't record live together, I don't see you.
We don't see each other at all. This is when we do see each other.
I'm also looking very pale.
The lighting. If you're watching us on YouTube.
Lighting.
If you would like to see what this looks like, you can go to our
YouTube. I look like I'm so hard on YouTube. I look like I'm sick. I look like I'm in a hospital bed. if you couldn't see that I was in my basement, you would think that I was dying, literally.
It looks like it actually very much does look like a hospital room. I mean, comparatively to me, which I have like a tan and I think better lighting and I look like I'm wide awake.
I gotta get in the sun.
I was just watching, we were just watching yesterday, binge watched Election on Netflix. It's the new Ryan Murphy show, and it is about these like high school kids.
I don't know how people watch things.
We had a fortunate Sunday that somehow I found 6 hours to binge watch a TV show. I don't know what happened. Jesus
Christ.
My kids actually had a play date at our house.
Tranquilizers?
No, they had a play date going on in our house, and it was such a good play date that I didn't need to watch them.
That's fucking amazing.
It was actually like the spirit gods got together in the fall and allowed me time to just relax. And so
that sounds like a dream.
It was fantastic. And so we ended up watching Election. My review of it I posted on my personal Instagram. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
What are you, a reviewer now?
Listen, we're expanding. We're maybe expanding to movie reviews or Netflix reviews. The thing about it, when the kids, and so you know the story. In it, it's about these high school kids that are really aggressive, and one guy wants to run for president, which is why it's called an election, and it's a lot of politics. But there's a side story that's very similar to the mom who had Munchausen's by proxy and made her daughter really sick, and there was a Hulu series called The Act.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, so, there was a Netflix documentary.
I used to see ads for that all the time.
Yeah, the little girl, she was like 25, but acting like she was 17.
Yeah, really creeping me out.
So there's a character, a lot of Ryan Murphy's stuff is very, like, I think it pulls from recent headlines. So there's a girl in there who thinks she has cancer because her mom is making her sick. Point of the story, Danny, you look like her right now.
Okay.
That is when you said you look like I'm in a hospital.
I look like a female cancer patient?
If you look at the character in Election, if you put a little like bonnet on your head, you potentially could look like her right now. Because the
really boosting my self-esteem.
This is how you go out on a Monday night. If you're going to go to sleep, you're going to go to sleep thinking that you have a girl, and she's a girl too.
But yeah, no, I got that. I got that. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
All right. So we have a big episode. I think we have a big episode.
We always have a big episode.
Every episode's big. But Danny, before we get into it, remind everybody, you know, I want to, it's 54. Thank you for writing in. We actually got some viewer mail from last week.
How did we get it?
The feedback. How do we get it?
How did we get it?
Oh, actually, let me pull up my phone on my handy dandy iPhone.
Was it an email?
It was an e. This one was particularly. We had a couple emails. This is an email regarding
so they emailed us at dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that actually, I like that one. Yes, this email there? Came in from Dad So Hard Podcast, and it was they had some feedback on our commentary about Cracker Barrel on last week's episode. People were a little bit up in arms that I was criticizing the fried chicken there, and I'm happy to do a taste.
Must have been a Cracker Barrel worker.
It must have been. I'm happy to do a taste test. I will drive out with my. I will get New York's finest fried chicken and go out to Eastern PA for a taste test. As well as I was also noted that when it is Passover, as a part Jew person, I did not properly wish everybody a happy Passover. So you're supposed to say have a happy fast. Which
kind of counter.
Not for Passover.
Kind
for
of counterintuitive. No.
Well, actually, that's kind of for Yom Kippur. No, I'm gonna
have a happy fast.
Yeah, no. So, my I'm gonna give a shout out to DGar423. I know who you are.
Give his email away.
I didn't say where it came from. That could be at a Hotmail address.
That's true.
Or that could be his Instagram profile.
Okay.
Or it could be.
We have to protect our listeners.
We're protected. Well, for one, he is a relative of mine who was also Jewish. And when we recorded last time's episode, it was not Passover. It was actually Yom Kippur. And so for him to tell me on Passover, you say happy fast is actually incorrect.
So he
is wrong. He thinks he's schooling me. Look at that.
He's getting all high. Okay, so now you just showed his.
Nobody. I did it fast. Nobody's seeing that.
It's 2019. You can pause.
No. Could you imagine? That'd be bad. But it did end with he likes what we're doing on the show and is following up on episodes. So we may have to get him on to
critique us.
Because then I got a phone call and texts also about how he was requesting us to be more edgy.
Edgy.
But then also on
it's a dangerous request.
It's a dangerous request. And then also we got more feedback today from somebody else a friend of mine who listened to 3 episodes in this car ride in Eastern Pennsylvania this past weekend and loved them, thought they were funny. So that's what we're here to do, everybody.
Eastern
we're here to give you
Pennsylvania.
Eastern PA, who's driving back from a kids thing.
Can I guess who that was?
You would have no clue because I don't think you know. It's somebody, it's one of my.
I was going to guess Bobby. I actually owe him a response to an email. Oh. He sent me an email and I'm late to respond to him.
Oh, our super fan. I emailed him today, but he did not comment on the podcast. So I don't know if he's listening.
Well, he was probably mad at me because I owe him a response. Oh.
Well, we know you're out there, Mr. Bobby Brown. You're like a super fan. So let's hit us up. And on Instagram, can we give a shout out to a couple weeks ago and a number of people have commented on that they love this interview and they thought he was great. Doc Collins.
Yeah.
He's a big supporter of us.
I still owe him a t-shirt.
On Instagram, he's at Patriot Heart Media. And
he's very patient because he deals with us.
Correct. He's a veteran and he's a big dad supporter. And he lives, he's living a bold dad life. We owe him a t-shirt and it's coming.
I swear to God, I promise. He also terrifies me, so
He's a pro wrestler. He's an ex-pro wrestler. He will.
I know. How the hell that didn't come up on the interview? I have no idea.
It's if he's listening to this, which I hopefully is, that's the next topic because I missed that as well. I guess the Dad So Hard Nation research team forgot to do the pre-interview and tell us about all of that.
Yeah, our research consists of looking through your Instagram profile.
We're very detailed, very thorough. So today, a thing that came up on Instagram, though, somebody DM'd us an article about the state of California. And we don't usually get very political on this, but we're going to go
really
there.
Political.
It's kind of just
stating a fact.
No, but it was the governor. It's a law that was passed in California. So it's political because
be a stupid question.
What? Where is
Arnold Schwarzenegger still not the governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the governor of California anymore, Danny.
Okay.
I think he's actually twice removed. I think there's been 2 people since him as governor.
Yikes.
No, ever since he got the, he became another dad with his cleaning lady.
So he supports dads.
He supports a lot.
He's a dad so hard supporter.
He loves being a dad. So no, currently the governor of California is Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
I believe. I hope he's the governor or he's the mayor of San Francisco, but I think he's the governor. And so they passed a law changing the time school start in the state. So for middle school and high school, they're changing the start times from like 8 o'clock to 8:20. Or no, to 8 o'clock for middle school, I think, and 8:20 for high school, or vice versa. And some of the commentary that has been out there is that for working parents, when they're required to be at a job at a certain time, this makes it more difficult when you're trying to be on a fixed childcare schedule. Mm-hmm. When I first heard the story, I was like, oh yeah, that really sucks. Like, I just thought it to myself, like, what would you do? And then I reread it, and it is specific for middle school and high school. So the question is, like,
do you give a shit because your kids are commuting on their own at that point?
Correct. I mean, if you're in New York City, there are elementary school kids in third grade that are taking the bus, let alone.
The only thing is, it almost forces your kids to grow up a little more because your parents are out of the house at that point, and you're kind of just being now trusted to leave on time, get to school on time, and lock the house.
And feed yourself and get dressed.
Yeah, that's if you're not having breakfast at school.
Yeah, you're waking up and your kids are... You're waking up, showering, leaving the house, going to work, and their kids are still in bed. Great. You mean I hope they wake up alive. Yeah. You just got to hope you get out of the house. But one of the things though is that I don't actually mind it. Well, the issue was they were saying that they wanted to be later because they thought kids were getting up too early and they were too tired to learn. But my thought would be is
all that's going to do is make them say, "Oh, now I can stay up later and play Fortnite longer."
A bingo, bingo. So my thing is, if a kid's going
to
bed,
be just as tired. They're just going to go to bed later.
Especially high school kids going to go to bed later because now they're going to go, I can wake up later.
Exactly.
So I am.
You know what you have to do? You have to give them a floating start time.
Oh,
you don't find.
How would you do a floating start? Like, you show up when you want to show up.
I don't know. I'll think about it. It'll be something along the lines of like. You find out in the middle of the night what time school starts the next day. So you always have to wake up by 7 a.m. because, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to wake up to a text saying, today school starts at 7:45.
Well, what about this?
Today school starts at 8:20.
Well, why not start it at 8:20, but instead of having extracurricular activities, why not have pre-curricular activities?
Like
the Rotary Club, instead of meeting at 2:30. The Rotary Club. It's like all the men. They're historically men's clubs. They're like different. You weren't in any extra school clubs?
Track.
Right. So outside of athletics, there are club teams in schools. There are organizations that do charity work. They raise money. They support veterans. They do all different things.
Oh, you know, it was one thing that I did. I forget what it was called. It wasn't the UN, but it was like something like that. We got to go to Washington, D.C. That was the only reason why I did it. Like, and it was like I needed something to put on my college application that I was doing.
Other than track, I'm trying to think if there's like a poli-sci group.
Other than sports, yeah.
And not student government. This story about student government. So I was class vice president my senior year. And this show Election on Netflix is all about these two kids running for vice president and president. What I forgot in the show was in this show, they're trying to really change the dynamic of the school. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if me and the president even did anything. And then all I know was...
No, it was a popularity contest.
And apparently it's supposed to be like a lifelong commitment to then organizing your high school reunions. So at my 10 year, I got all these people who were finding me in the world being like, when's our reunion? And I was like, I didn't know I 1 year of my life is going to turn to the next 30 years. Yeah. So I do get phone calls.
Come on.
To figure out when it's coming up. I don't know. I'm not really that organized. Well, and randomly.
I was asked, one of the kids that was running for president asked if I would run with him. And I said, absolutely not.
Did he win?
No, he lost. He wanted me to run because he was like, if you run with me, it'll help me get the popular vote. And I said, you're nuts. I want to be associated with you.
See, I don't think in our school, I don't think we ran on tickets. I think we just ran for individual positions because the guy who was president lives in my neighborhood now. Like, we're neighbors and our kids are in the same soccer
team. With whoever wins, it could be like your mortal enemy.
Yeah, like he just ran for president. Together. I ran for vice president. Like, because I don't remember running with him. We didn't campaign together. We ran for different positions.
Yeah.
So I don't even think he remembers being president. I ran into him at a soccer field. I was like, do you remember that we were class president and vice president? And I don't think he had any clue. So I'm torn in these school times. I did run it by my children and they didn't care. Yeah. They didn't care. They did ask when we're going to be on the podcast again, and I did say I'm figuring that out with Danny.
Okay. Oh, yeah, put it on me. That's a veteran move. Veteran move.
I said I got to talk to Danny. When am I going to be on it? So tonight, so this
That's thing, like what I've been doing that at work with, like, we've been interviewing, like, for positions. Yep. And I always do, like, oh, man, well, you know, you're doing all the right things. It's just decisions out of my hands. It's my decision. Like, I can't have anyone be mad at me if I don't make the decision. You know what I mean?
So the issue is, though, with your kids, listen to this. How bad do you feel with your kids lying to them? I've started to feel like I'm failing as a dad, and I'm like, that's another lie. And
I don't know. I feel like we don't really do big lying to them. It'll be like white lies.
Oh,
like I can't even think of something, you know?
Well, so for example,
keep me up at night.
Tonight I was reading, Emily was reading a book before she went to bed, and the clock was ticking, and yeah. She's getting better at going to bed.
Bridged version. Mary Jane mad at me. Like, she heard me reading a book and I'm like putting my own spin on it. And Mary Jane was like, that's not what the book is saying. And I was like, well, the book is paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs long. Correct. And it's horrible. So I'm making it better. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Correct. Well,
it stinks.
Well, that to me is super pigs. That's an acceptable lie stinks. Because I feel like you're doing it for the enjoyment of your child.
Well, and also to make it about a third of the length of the book.
Correct. Yeah, you're trying to get out of there. So I told Emily, though, I said, I'm going down. I said, me and Danny have to have a phone call because we're planning out the podcast. She's like, are you going to record it? And I said,
you lied.
No. Yeah. I totally lied. I said, no. And then she's like, are you sure? I said, no. She goes, well, when am I going to be on? And I go, that's what I'm going to talk to Danny about. She's like, are you going to talk about Halloween and trying to get a Halloween costume and kids being scared? And I said, no, but that may be a topic.
Next week will be the Halloween episode.
Correct. So she was like, okay. And
maybe wear our costumes.
Oh, that one. Oh, I like that.
It's not bad.
Cha-ching. That would be a good idea. But I've been feeling bad about it. And we'll get into our dad wins and our dad fails later, but I feel like I've had a lot of fails. There was a couple weeks where I've been yelling at my kids like a maniac.
I've been yelling a lot, but I feel like I haven't, but I don't know. Maybe I have, maybe she's right. Maybe she's onto something.
No, I have been like threatening. This is not an easy game.
Should my patience has been very short.
Correct. I have been just balancing a million things and
working dads, man. That's what this podcast is all about.
But I feel bad, but then I beat myself up afterwards, and then I end up buying like 17 Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Like, that is the world that I'm in. Like, right now, Shane has been our neighbor. We have a new neighbor who has a kid who's a year younger, who has an electronic motorbike that you plug in. It's like a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Like a mini motorcycle. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So Shane wants one, and I said, you need to be good for 10 days straight and learn how to ride your bike without your training wheels on it. And now every day he's like, when am I getting my motorbike? I go, you haven't been good for more than a day and you still haven't learned how to ride a bike. And then he's telling me, well, you haven't taught me how to ride a bike.
Well,
I was like, well, I go, yes, I have, but you don't want to learn. He's like, yes, I do. You won't teach me. And then I don't want to be yelled at. And then he's like, I hate you. Family's the worst.
Ugh.
And then it ends usually with, I wish you were dead. Which
I don't like that.
I hate it. I mean, I go crazy. I go out of my mind. I lose my mind. And then I lose my mind. And then it never. And then the next day happens. I wake up and I go, Daddy loves you. And you're a good person. You're a good boy. And I don't like to fight with you, but you can't use these words. And we got to figure out. It's like, I love you, Daddy. And so tonight he was actually being very nice because I think he's figuring out. Like, he's like, Daddy, you nice to me. You buy me my motorbike? I was like, no. But when it gets to Halloween costumes, he wanted to be dead, a scary fireman. And then he wanted to be
a scary fireman,
a clown mask as a fireman, like a scary.
Oh, person. That's horrifying.
Horrifying. And then Emily's a scaredy cat, so she's scared. And then he wanted to be Deadpool. So we found a Deadpool costume, but it came with, it's like a onesie. So his feet are covered and he doesn't want to wear it to school cause he can't wear shoes with it. And I lashed out on him because I was like, I already spent $75 on two costumes. You have enough things to dress up. You're not being good. You're not getting anything else. So the past week and a half, I have been fully committed to not buying him another costume.
We're the Avengers from Endgame.
I saw your, you are not properly tagging yourself in the podcast, Danny. I knew you were Fat Thor. We you hit on your personal.
It was the Staten Island Spooktacular.
I loved it. I loved it.
At the Staten Island Zoo. So I was Fat Thor. But a lot of people seemed to think that I was Jesus.
It's a very, I mean, you're, so I
was wearing sunglasses.
The problem with your costume was you've been working out and losing so much weight, you didn't have a belly. I'm putting it out there. I saw the photo. It's just through the face and the robe. It did have a very Jesus feel. But if you would have had an empty beer bottle.
I need a beer bottle and I need to do like a belly. Like
you need a belly. You had no belly. You had like a six pack.
Well, I was wearing, it was like three layers. So I was wearing a sweater, the robe and a t-shirt. I thought all the layers did it, but I guess not. No, because
he has Fat Thor had a big belly.
I don't know.
And you know, when you're rocking a six pack because your dad bod is on fleek right now, it throws it off.
I'll take the compliments,
but I did like it. But you got to tag it in the podcast so we can repost it in the podcast.
I know the post didn't go through at first. It was a mess.
Your costume was on point. I'm not doing I have an old Batman costume. I'll probably resurrect it. I have to find.
That's a pretty good costume. I've seen that one,
and it's a big mask.
It's like movie quality.
Yeah, it's. I invested long term.
Yeah,
I
save most of my costumes. So,
well, you did. Halloween is your holiday. It's like born for Danny McCartney. The I don't know where I was going. Do I go back? So where did I get back to? Oh, so I ended up
California.
No, so today I came home. So because Shane. So he was wearing me down, and I didn't want to buy him a new costume. But then we got off the train tonight, and we got a call from our au pair. There was a book sale at the school. Mm-hmm. And Shane got there, and he went to the bathroom, and there was another boy in the stall, and he couldn't hold it, and so he ended up pooping his pants. So our au pair had to go and clean his pants off at the school. Yikes. Emily had to go back and get diapers. We're in the train. Elise is like in a panic attack. I was like, "They'll be fine. It's not the first poop emergency." But consequently, you feel bad for the kid because he pooped himself.
He shit himself.
Yeah, and it was a wet one. It was a diarrhea poop. Never good.
I've been there as an adult, so.
No, the worst. And so I saw him in the book, and he got all cleaned up, and I saw him in the book. I was like, "Oh, are you okay?" He wanted nothing to do to talk about it. He didn't want to admit it happened. He ignored me. He was like, "I'm fine." So then when I came home and I wanted to cheer him up, I said, "Listen, why don't we figure out what do you want to be?" So then we found another Halloween costume on Amazon as a clown, a scary clown.
I don't mess around with that.
No. So we did a scary clown. Emily, though, doesn't like to be scared. So now she is revolted.
Smart girl.
He's going to be a scary clown. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it fits. But that's, so we're getting ready for the big day.
I mean, as you should be, it is a big day. I might have to quit the diet.
Why? You're doing so good. Oh, for Halloween?
Halloween, yeah.
Having candy on Halloween is not even, I can't even count that as cheating.
Exactly.
Did you buy your candy already?
Mary Jane does that. We buy like a bunch of candy and then we leave a bowl out. So basically the first kid that gets there gets it all.
So have you heard of this in your neighborhood of a trunk? Oh, what was the name of it? It was trunk or treat. So I was talking to somebody in the suburbs a couple weeks ago, and when you live in a neighborhood where, say, you live in the burbs and there's not a lot of cars around, these communities are organizing trunks and treats where people go and they pull up to a park and they open up their trunks and they decorate them, and then kids go car to car and they trick or treat at the trunk.
What?
Yeah, so instead of going to houses, it's like towns organize it, and it's called trunk or treat. So you go up to the trunk. It's
all the decorated. Fuck's the point of that?
Well, because instead of going to homes, because if the homes are too far away, and if you live in the suburbs where there's a house every 2 miles.
Oh, that's not the suburbs. That's like
the country.
The sticks. Yeah.
The sticks, correct. But I thought it was a cute idea for towns. But then somebody told me in Jersey the school did it. Like the school, you know, instead of trick or treating at school.
What about that? Like,
I thought it was brilliant.
If you live in like the Poconos.
Yeah.
Do you not trick or treat?
No, you get driven around house to house by your parents.
Are you kidding?
No,
that's how they trick or treat?
Yeah, well, how else? People, if you're in the Poconos listening right now, let us know how you trick or treat. Correct. Not everybody.
And even think about it. Like, so for us, like in Staten Island, there's a house every 20 feet.
Every five?
If every 20 feet.
No, they're right. Yeah, they're stacked. You guys are in row. It's like row houses. Yeah.
Right? We'll call it 20 feet. There's a house every 20 feet. in like, I don't know, some areas of New Jersey, there's a house every 100 to 200 feet. So like your per capita of houses
is
like, I'm getting so much more candy in Staten Island. Like I'm hitting four houses to your every two.
100%. You're correct. And some of those neighborhoods, like we're in a 50 house neighborhood and the homes are very close to each other. So people drive into our neighborhoods because you can to count out.
You still don't know your fucking candy. You got to lock it up. You got to put a fence around your neighborhood.
But then once you do it,
wall up your neighborhood.
Well, what we do is everybody parties at somebody's house and then you leave a big bowl of candy in front of your home. So I just like, after like 30 minutes, there's a giant bowl. We have a Frankenstein monster of candy who just sits in front of our house and people come. But randomly, this town,
I'm saying,
it's a very fair town
though. Like if I'm a kid
and you see an old bowl of candy, you're taking a,
I'm saying if I'm a kid and I see these outsiders coming into my neighborhood, trick or treating,
you're pissed.
Fuck out of here.
Well, people, it happens all the time now. No, but all the time now. Like there's another neighborhood south of here, like a half mile, and everybody drives down. It's called Soundview, and everybody goes to Soundview because the homes are like, there's literally like 200 homes, and you can power
through. We gotta put a stop to that.
See, I always thought it was, I personally, Halloween's not my I think as a man handing out candy to kids in costumes, I feel creepy.
I never handed out the candy.
I feel like I want to
hate that.
I want to have a shower. I don't like it. It makes me feel dirty. And I don't like knocking on the door with my kid and having an adult give them candy.
I was a big trick guy when I was a kid.
And
shaving cream.
Would give out tricks?
No, I would wreak havoc upon the neighborhood.
You were doing eggs, like egg people, or just like shaving cream.
Yeah.
Like walkways. If somebody's like walking up to somebody's house, there's a line of shaving cream and they step
in. Yeah. There was one year, all the like stores around the neighborhood wouldn't sell eggs to anyone. So we just bought sacks of potatoes. We're just throwing potatoes at people.
I mean, listen, you gotta do what you gotta do
I mean, we might as well have thrown baseballs at people.
I mean, yeah, potatoes hurt. Yes, were they the purple russet potatoes? Because
no, they were the big ones.
Yeah, nah, that is. At least you had a good arm. I mean, that's good. I can't. I went to a Catholic school. Did I tell the story before? Where after like 2 or 3 years, they didn't want people dressing up in costumes. They thought it was scary, so they changed everything to you had to dress up as religious figures every year. So I think I was St. Francis of Assisi for like 3 years in a row.
Is he the one with the fire on his head?
I think he was like brown. He was like a monk. And then every girl was a nun and every boy was a priest. And then it was like, I was like,
would have done? I would have came in as Jesus on the cross, like in next to no clothes with my hands slit open, like blood everywhere.
Blood.
And be like, yeah, I'm a religious figure.
Actually, I've come to say that two people could have come as Adam and Eve. If you actually do religious figures, you could really go dark.
You can really make them go dark. Second think that.
You go Mary Magdalene and just come
in as Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel, one's just like bloodied and totally. Like dead.
You can come in as the Pharaoh, just ready to rip people apart.
Yeah, you can totally screw with people.
You could. In order to do that, you would have really had to go to religion class to understand the Bible, to understand the stories. So that would have been a very smart kids would have done that.
Everyone's dressing up as animals. You're like, what the hell's going on? We're the animals from Noah's Ark.
I mean, come to think of it, there are a lot of options in the Bible.
You just totally fuck with them. And you got like,
yeah, like the serpent. Wasn't there like a serpent?
The girls to come in like little skimpy like cat outfits. Be like, what? I'm one of the cats that went on the ark. I'm the female cat.
That would be brilliant. Oh man,
this is a religious thing.
You could do the plagues. Oh my, there's so many. You could do a dead soldier. I was one of the Egyptians that got crushed by the water, and now I'm dead. The ghost of an Egyptian soldier that Moses killed.
It's not bad.
Insane. So Danny, this week we're gonna bring back the very popular segment of what did Vinny do?
Okay.
So everybody listening, get your thinking caps on because it is cold and flu season, and this week's quiz is brought to you by Nate. What's your favorite cold and flu medicine, Danny?
I would say Theraflu.
So it's going to be sponsored by Theraflu. That's what they have in the McCartney household.
Theraflu daytime and nighttime.
Fantastic.
the one that mixes into a tea. That's the one we're sponsored by.
Fantastic, everybody. Let us know, families out there, let us know what you do.
When you're checking out at your local CVS, Duane Reade, or Walgreens, just mention Dad So Hard, and you should get, I believe, what is it, a 75-cent discount?
Maybe up to a dollar. If you actually publicly scream in the store, I am part of Dad So Hard Nation.
Yeah.
It actually is free. They'll just give it to you and they'll let you leave. They'll let you leave. So I got my flu shot a couple weeks ago. Did you get a flu shot yet?
No, when I went to get my flu shot at work, they ran out right before me. It's fantastic.
No comment. We're
waiting with bated breath for them to reschedule the shots.
So we are, but as everybody
knows, I think if I go to the Minute Clinic, will they just give it to me, like at CVS?
Then you may have to pay, though. I don't think it's free for the world. I think it's free if you're an employee of a company.
You got
to
pay. Yeah. What is it, $20?
Average Joe's. Probably. I don't think it's expensive.
Yeah, I'll do it.
For the people who do not have fantastic health care like the two of us,
well, clearly courtesy of our companies. One guy in like a briefcase of a couple of shots.
Insane. So because it is – well, no, it's cold and flu season. Did you bring your two kids to get flu shots?
Everyone in my family has flu shots except for me.
Now, with your children, was it a problem? Like, what were they happy about it? Did you warn them? Do you tell them the night before you're going to the doctor to get shot?
They were warned, but I didn't go with them when they got that. When they got them, Mary Jane took them.
But were they upset about it? Were they frightened about it? Mm-mm. They took it. They just took it like I'm gonna get
shot.
I mean,
they don't like shots, but
so we had ours. I go a couple weeks ago, the night before Elisa broke the news to Shane that they had to go to the doctor. And he first said, that's fine. What's he going to do? Look at my ears. See how tall I am. And she said, yes. But also,
among other things,
you need to get, and not just one shot. In this situation, he needed to get two because we got a notice home from the school saying he might have been exposed to chickenpox. So we needed to get an extra vaccine, I think.
He didn't have that ready?
I think he did, but we weren't sure. So, I mean, he may have got a booster. Mm-hmm. So we said, but most of it we were focusing on the flu shot. So he was screaming and crying, calm, and I was like, this is going to go well, so go to bed. We wake up the next morning. He's sitting in a chair saying, Daddy, don't go to work. I don't want to go. And neither of us could go with him. So our nanny or our au pair was the one who had to bring him.
Right.
So it's high stakes for him. And I do think a parent in these situations, you would love to, one of us would have loved to have been there, but I need to make a direct deposit sometimes, and that trumped this, and I couldn't change it. So he sat there in the chair crying, and this week's question is, what did Vinny do before I left for work? So did I say to Shane, Shane, I love you. It'll be okay. Maybe I'll come home early.
Definitely not.
We'll go to Charlie. I said, Shane, it'll be okay. How about for breakfast, you can have, you will go to the candy jar and you can have any piece of candy you want. And when you're done, you can have more candy. Or three, did I say, Shane, look what's in my hand. It's a $20 bill. Oh, look what's in this hand. Another $20 bill. If you go to the doctor and take your shot like a man, you can go to Target and spend all this money on whatever you want.
Yeah, you paid him off.
I thought this was going to be harder than it was, Danny.
Yeah.
I actually stooped to blatant.
Yeah.
As I was doing it, I was
40 like, bucks? What are you, nuts?
I'm a maniac. And
$1 would have done it.
No. Oh, he's a smart kid. So actually, and I thought he was.
No kid's that smart.
I told our au pair to go to Target because I was like, he'll get one big thing in Target. He always wants stuff that's expensive that we never get. She, and thank God is smarter than me, said, Vinny, I'm going to take him to Five Below, and then he can spend the money at Five Below. So then Asian instead
loves
of
that store.
Yeah, it was, no, Five Below was great. And so he ended up getting like 7 or 8 toys for the $5 for the $40 and was very happy. And when he came home, he was happy. So I felt like it did what I wanted it to do. But as I was sitting there waving $40, two $20 bills at 8 o'clock in the morning before I was even to work, I was like, this is not a good thing. Not a good look. What am I doing and what is happening in my life?
No, yeah, that's
it was terrible.
You got to step it up.
It was, I lost my mind. So I should have just not done anything, but I failed.
Gotta let them figure it out. Go to the doctor, get the shot, scream your head off, and then move on to the next day. Roll with the punches.
I know, but it's so hard. And he, I said to him, I was like, and he was like, I go to the doctor. He can take my temperature. He can look at my ears, but no shots. And I was like, oh, you gotta do the shots, kid.
You can ask him to not do the shot, but it's happening.
I know. I didn't like it. I felt bad. Nah. So, Danny, with that, before we go, what was your, did you have a dad win? I feel like your Instagram, you've been winning a lot. So I you're putting out a lot of wins out there. But what do you think was your big dad win or fail of this past week?
I mean, I would say my win was that my Halloween costume is going to be incredible.
The preview of it was phenomenal. So maybe we'll call that, what I got was a sneak peek. You're going to have to give our fans the real deal.
The real deal. Oh, wait till Halloween. It's going to be, I'm going to really step it up.
And then what is Mary Jane going as? I don't think I saw her in the photos over the weekend.
Spider Woman, I guess.
Is she going to be Captain Marvel?
No, she didn't want to be Captain Marvel. My sister-in-law's being her.
Okay. What about Black Widow?
Someone, I think, is being Black Widow in the family. Maybe.
But your entire, this isn't just your immediate family is going as the Avengers. You've gotten your entire extended family as the Avengers.
Some of them. Yeah. Well, it's like, cause like certain people are like being things in the family. So like Mary Jane didn't want to like repeat costumes.
But there is no female Spider-Man.
I know. So she wanted her to be Rescue, but that costume is apparently impossible to find.
Who is, I don't even know who Rescue is.
Tony Stark's wife. Remember?
Oh, Poppy.
Pepper
Potts.
Yeah.
Oh, she's, her code name is Rescue?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, so bringing this podcast totally full circle, guess who is starring in the Netflix show Election?
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Bing, 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 bing. So, and she is somebody who does not age, is beautiful.
I'm not a big fan of hers. I don't know why.
I'll be honest with you. I agree with you. I think she's gooped it up to a goopa goopa goopa.
She doesn't do it for me.
In this, no, in this show though, this is the best I've ever seen her look and act. Like she was actually like a really.
Is she the one that's married to Seal?
No, that was Heidi Klum.
Ah.
Gwyneth was married to the man.
Dead?
What?
Is she dead?
Who?
Heidi Klum?
No, Heidi Klum's not dead. She was on Project Runway for years, and now she's like unemployed.
You said she was married to
Seal. They got divorced.
Oh,
unless she's dead, she was married. There's two ways to exit a marriage: death or divorce.
Death or divorce. Yeah, you're right.
And no, but Gwyneth Paltrow was married to the front man of Bush, I think, and then they did that Conscience on
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah,
he's and dead.
No, he's not dead. He's alive.
No.
Yes, he is. He's alive, and they did a conscious uncoupling.
Definitely not.
I'm telling you, Gavin Ross.
Gavin Rossdale's dead. Dead as a doornail.
This is Danny.
Look it up.
If I was only faster. I'm doing it right now. Gavin Rossdale.
I'm telling you.
Somebody tweet us right now.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of the lead singer of...
He's born in 1965 and he's still alive. Yes, the Gavin Rossdale is still alive.
Am I thinking the lead singer of Soundgarden? Chris Cornell. Chris Cornell's dead.
Chris Cornell,
Chris
Cornell was the lead singer of Soundgarden.
And he's dead.
And I'm going to click on him and it looks like he died in May of 2017.
Nailed it. I knew I was going to get there.
First, nailed what? You accused... you don't even... this. That was the most inopportune way... I don't know how to get... You nailed it. That's right. Gavin Rossdale is not Chris Cornell, is alive, but Chris Cornell is dead in Soundgarden. And I don't think Chris Cornell has any connection to Gwyneth Paltrow. That I know of.
Well, not anymore.
Well, maybe they hooked up at one point in their lives.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. There. So the point is, she looks great in the show in Election. I can't.
We got there.
So on that, we got there. We came full circle. There is a lot that we talked about in this episode. Hopefully somebody write us in. If you ever read the descriptions I write in the podcast app, let us know.
It's a jam-packed one.
It's jammy. And can people, we love you. Leave a review. 5 stars.
Yeah. Subscribe and review.
Send us a DM. Danny likes to live in the DMs. Slide in. There was a minute that we considered going on TikTok.
I still don't really understand TikTok.
Correct. That minute came and passed. The reason why I'm not on it is it's owned by the Chinese government. It used to be Musical.ly. They just rebranded Musical.ly as TikTok, and the Chinese. So if you go on it, the Chinese know everything about you.
You heard it here first.
It's a public service announcement. If you care about your privacy, don't go on TikTok. First.
So far, we have people not doing 23andMe because the Mormons have your information, and we have people not going on TikTok.
Just stay on Instagram, and in your favorite podcast app.
Still have Facebook?
The Russians probably still have our Facebook data. I listened to another Cambridge Analytica interview today. Fascinating.
We're stopping.
Fascinating.
We're stopping. Okay,
listen, everybody, get ready. I think we're going to record pre-Halloween next week. Because we're recording on a Monday night.
We'll release it on Halloween.
Okay, so we'll record to release on Halloween. Perfect. This is being recorded on a Monday night.
Pretend you didn't hear that. We don't want to ruin it.
Well, they're going to hear it if they listen to this before next episode.
No, we'll edit this part out.
I'm not going to edit. Who's we going to edit it? No, we're gonna do a lot. We're going to do some crazy editing. Why don't we go on Instagram and make a post? Why don't we take some photos of this recording and we get people to tune into the podcast? Why don't we sell some t-shirts?
Second.
Can we mail t-shirts to our fans? How about that, Danny? Shut up.
Vinny.
I'm going to wake your household. I'm going to wake your household up.
I'll just lower the volume. All right, we're done.
All right, listen, everybody. We love you. Thanks for listening again. And we'll see you next time for episode I Can't Drive
55.
Thanks
for listening.